Head Coach Bob McKillop joining me courtside. And Coach, your initial observations following another tough game.
We fought like the Dickens. I thought our first half we were first 15 minutes, first 17 minutes, we were terrific. We had made some turnovers, but we were efficient offensively. We were challenging them defensively, and then those last 2 minutes of the first half gave them that 9-point lead. And, we just can't have that big mole go against us. And then we get the big deficit in the second half, and our guys don't quit. You know, and they came back, and they made big plays, and they fought. And, it comes down to those two things that we spoke about in the pregame, transition points and opening up a crack, giving guys a free lane to the rim. And, I have nightmares about the free lanes that they got to the rim because we weren't at the rim with a body where we should have been. And, those two things, I think, were pivotal in the game.
But Coach, it's hard to come back on any of these teams in the A-10, especially on the road. Why is a team like LaSalle so hard to come back against? They have so many weapons, it seemed, on offense.
Well, they shoot foul shots so very well, and all of them can handle. And you saw what they did to us. They spread the court out, five guys, the ball handlers, and they just isolated one-on-one against what they felt was a matchup to their advantage, and that's where you needed that rim protector, and we didn't have it. And just disappointed that we allowed that. You know, look at the points in the paint, 52 to 34. That's the clear indication.
Now you look at Peyton Aldridge individually. He had a big night, 33 points. It looked like
he was sensational.
Getting from all areas, he was contributing.
He was absolutely sensational. I don't know where we'd be without Peyton Aldridge. He was absolutely sensational.
And finally, Coach, before I let you go, back home Tuesday against Duquesne, what was your message tonight, though, to the guys in the locker room?
Well, the message was the toughness to protect the rim and the decision-making at crunch time. And I think those two things disappeared for us at the end of the first half and the end of the second half.
Coach, thanks for your time.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared.